Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. You know, I love my NFL football. Another winner last night. You know, I was in the sports handicapping business long before I ever got involved in politics. I'm still in that business at VegasWinners.com. People pay for my advice at VegasWinners.com. I gave out the Detroit Lions in the upset last night against the Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs. Another big winner. But you know what disgusts me? I'm a bettor, okay? I'm betting on these games. I'm making money. I'm using them as a vehicle to make money. No different than if I may hate Disney. I may hate Target. I may hate all these publicly traded companies, Bed Bath & Beyond, which is now out of business, Bud Light, which is a parent company, Anheuser-Busch. That doesn't mean I wouldn't bet against them on Wall Street, right? And I do that in football. I bet on teams in order to make money. I'm using them as a vehicle to make money. It's got nothing to do with my love or hate, in this case, of the NFL. But I've loved the NFL some. I'm a little kid, and now I hate it. And last night, they played the Black National Anthem to start the football game. Now, they didn't show that on TV. That was in the opening ceremonies of the first NFL game of the year. They actually had the nerve to play the Black National Anthem. Can you imagine if I asked to play the White National Anthem? Or in the case of me, I'm Jewish, the Jewish National Anthem. Can you imagine? What if there's an Italian player? Remember, Franco Harris used to be half Black, half Italian. And they used to call it Franco's Italian Army. What if he asked to play the Italian National Anthem before games? How about the, there it is, the Godfather, the Italian National Anthem. What if we wanted to play what's the Irish National Anthem, Chris? You got that? It's probably U2. Sunday, Bloody Sunday would be the Irish National Anthem. But can you imagine if I asked to play the White National Anthem before football games? Why not? If you could play the Black National Anthem, I could play the White National Anthem. Matter of fact, it should be automatic. Anytime you play one national anthem, you have to play the other. If you play the Black one, you got to play the White one. This is so outrageous. But I don't care. I made money on the game. I made money on the NFL. Screw them. Screw them all. All right. I want to tell you about something happening in Nevada before I get to all the national news, because I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I've always believed what happens here doesn't stay here. It's an example of what's spreading all over the United States, or it's an example of what's happening all over the United States, and you don't know about it. So a good friend of the show is Chuck Muth. Chuck Muth is a conservative activist in Las Vegas, Nevada. And his newsletter came out today, and he talked about all the corruption in the Nevada legislature. And it turns out there are not one, not two, not three, but four legislators, all Democrats, who voted to give organizations hundreds of thousands of dollars of your taxpayer money while they were about to join that organization. And so they get the organization $250,000 and they announce, hey, I'm the new president. Hey, I'm the new executive director. If this isn't the most incredible scandal and corruption you've ever heard, this must go on with every Democrat all across the United States. So I just want to read you a few highlights. Democrat Assemblywoman Michelle Gorlow, just days after the legislative session ended, the Nevada legislative session ended, cashed in on her vote to give the Arc of Nevada nonprofit $250,000 of taxpayer money. First of all, I don't see why taxpayers are giving money to nonprofits in the first place. What do I give a flying frick about your nonprofit? Your job is to go raise private funds from private citizens. Government should be banned and barred from giving taxpayer money to nonprofits, let alone one that you work for. So she announced on social media just days after giving them $250,000 that she was the new executive director at that nonprofit, the ARC, which was funded by public taxpayer dollars, and she voted to funnel that money to her new employer. So incredible. She needs to be in jail. Donald Trump? What did he do compared to this filth? This filth of Michelle Gorlo? She bragged about it on her Twitter account. I'm excited to announce I've joined the ARC of Nevada as executive director. You know what? You should be behind bars for years to come, decades to come. Donald Trump faces 500 years in prison when these pieces of garbage are the ones putting him there and they're laughing at us? And if that was enough, the scandal got worse. Turns out Democrat Assemblywoman Tracy Brown May is one of the quid pro quo's new bosses. She's on the board of directors of this nonprofit called the ARC, and she also voted to give her organization $250,000 without disclosing her obvious and undeniable conflict of interest. Should also be in prison for the rest of her life. It's just incredible. Now, Democrat Assemblyman C.H. Miller voted to give his own nonprofit $100,000 during this legislative session. Did he disclose he's the president of the nonprofit? It's his nonprofit? And then the Nevada Globe reported yesterday, Assemblywoman Venetia Considine voted to give over $4 million. Now we're talking real money. $4 million to the Legal Aid Center of Southern Nevada, where she works as the Director of Development and Community Relations. Do you know what the Director of Development in the nonprofit world means? Fundraising. And she got $4 million of taxpayer money for her organization. That's why she has her job. You know, these assemblymen and assemblywomen in Nevada, they are paid almost nothing. They make like $35,000 a year. She probably gets $250,000 of salary for bringing in $4 million to the nonprofit. As a matter of fact, I'm probably aiming low. She probably gets a $250,000 salary plus a commission of 10% of the $4 million. So she got $400,000 plus $250,000. She probably got $650,000. These people all belong in jail. Every single one of them. A, if you didn't disclose it, you should go to jail. And B, if you did disclose it, you still should go to jail. Because you're a freaking criminal. Unbelievable what's happened to our country. Our country's been lost because all the politicians are criminals. Everyone on the left is a criminal. They all belong in prison. They're all traitors to America, and they're all thieves. Just like Joe and Hunter Biden, they're all thieves who've ripped our country off and stolen the taxpayers' money. But then on the right, they're pretty bad, too. Because on the right, how come no one dug this up? How come it took Chuck Muth and the Nevada Globe to dig it up? How come none of the Republican legislators saw this, noticed it, and commented on the floor about this? Probably because their fingers are in the same pie. What a joke. All right. Another story that is just frightening. Left-wing organizations, a group of 22 left-wing organizations, announced yesterday the formation of a coalition to spend over $500 million in a campaign to influence local media outlets because they don't think they're left-wing enough. They don't think they're biased enough. The media that's 100% on the side of Democrats, they want to spend $500 million to make sure you're even more on the side of Democrats. Pointing to recent declines in local media, such as the shuttering of roughly 2,500 newspapers since 2005. I never thought I'd say this, but good. Good riddance. I hope all of you are going in hell. Newspapers are all liberal pieces of crap that should only be used to line the bottom of a birdcage where they can take a crap on the newspapers, okay? And for my dog Bubba to take a crap. That's what newspapers are for. Because you're all communists. And that's why you're all out of business. 2,500 out of business. Now they're going to put $500 million into grants to support local media outlets, provide them with resources, and assist in developing, get this, collaborative efforts such as legal support groups and membership programs. The leading group in the coalition is the MacArthur Foundation, which has promised at least $150 million of the $500 million. MacArthur has contributed to other far-left organizations such as Planned Parenthood, the Environmental Defense Fund, and the Tides Foundation. Another member of the coalition is the Knight Foundation, pledging another $150 million, which has given millions to nine different universities and nonprofit groups in order to combat, get this, disinformation in communities of color. In other words, if you say something bad about black people, you're a liar and it's misinformation. If you tell a lie on behalf of black people, that's good! That's wonderful! Just lie, lie, lie. The remaining $200 million will be contributed by the other 20 groups, among which is the Democracy Fund, run by progressive billionaire Pierre Omidyar. I believe he founded eBay, if I'm not mistaken, who once gave $130,000 to the Center for Internet Security to establish a portal for targeting conservative social media posts as misinformation in the 2020 presidential campaign. Another group is the Ford Foundation, which donated $15 million in 2021 to launch the Black Feminist Fund. Folks, this is, without any question, now a fact. The media isn't liberal enough for these people, and their goal is to not let it be biased liberal, to make it a one-party communist nation and destroy everyone on the right. That's their goal. Wow. And they tried to do it to MyPillow and Mike Lindell. He is the sponsor of this show, MyPillow and Mike Lindell. 20th anniversary. They've sold over 80 million pillows. They're offering the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. And you just go to MyPillow.com. You put in the promo code ROOT, my last name, R-O-O-T. You get the best sale price and the biggest discount ever at MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Colgate Capital.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root.
If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll-free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and MyPillow. They sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products.
MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT. MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products for patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT. MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
Get the best podcast at USA Podcast.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Welcome back to the show, Wayne on the Root. The Root's on fire. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Energized Health changed my life. It's not a traditional weight loss program. Those don't work. We all know that. It is a life-changing, complete health program with fat loss as an amazing side effect. You notice I didn't say weight loss. It's got nothing to do with weight loss. If you lose weight, great. But it's all about fat loss, and it's about health. This is the last program you will ever be on. John and Chelsea Jubilee guarantee it with their money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? Nothing. I didn't know I had an ounce of fat to lose, yet I lost 25 pounds of fat, including dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle and intercellular hydration in only 88 days. That was almost 3 years ago. Look and feel the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and it's easy. Here's your chance to be like Wayne. Discover how intercellular hydration can help reduce medications, reverse ailments, and shed fat fast without restrictive diets or painful exercise. Right now, you get 40% off by mentioning WAR, just my initials, Wayne Allen Root. 40% off. Just say WAR. Go to energizedhealth.com or call them at 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. So I want to quickly mention, this is kind of the most unimportant news on the show, then I'll get to really important news. Spotify's $1 billion podcast bet on big starring names is a gigantic failure. They bet on Harry and Meghan, as in the, you know, the ex-prince or the Prince of England, and Kim Kardashian and the Obamas, Michelle and Barack, and it's a loser as the company hemorrhages $600 million in 6 months. All of their podcast deals have tanked. That's what happens when you bet on politically correct woke liberals. You tank every time. It's unbelievable. Now let's mention really important and serious news. This is called science fraud. Pfizer's COVID jab placebo control group did not get a placebo with saline in it. They were given the Moderna vaccine instead. This is new research published at preprints.org reveals so-called placebo ejections by Pfizer in the vaccine trials were not placebos. So let me explain what they say happened. I'm just explaining what they claim happened. They claim that you got control group A and B. A is supposed to get the Pfizer vaccine. B gets saline, meaning water, salted water, right? And so B gets nothing. And then you watch the two groups. And if a lot of people die getting the vaccine in A, and no one dies in B, then you know it's good. And if a lot of people die in A and a lot of people die in B, then you also might use twist the words around and say it's good. That's what they claim Pfizer did. Instead of putting saline in group B of the control group in the vaccine trials, they didn't put saline in. They put actual other vaccine from Moderna in. So if 50 people died in the trial from Pfizer and 50 people died in the trial from Moderna, if it had been saline, it would have been 50-0. No one would have died. And you'd go, wow, the vaccine's deadly. But they substituted Moderna, which was just as deadly as Pfizer, theoretically. So if 50 people died here and 50 people died there, they claim that just as many died with the placebo, therefore the vaccine must be safe. It is such a scam. It is such a fraud. Now, again, this is an opinion show. It's my opinion. And this is coming from another group that I'm quoting. I wasn't there to see this. I didn't witness it. But this is what preprints.org has revealed. If this is true, Pfizer should be sued for $1 trillion. And all the money they made on the vaccine should be taken back. It is the fraud of all time. All right, one more story that I got to tell you. I honestly thought it was Babylon Bee. I thought it was a joke. Because Joe Biden, the man who's opened the border and let every pedophile and every murderer and every MS-13 and every piece of human garbage in and every drug dealer and every drug trafficker and every bit of fentanyl and heroin and cocaine into our country and destroyed our country because we no longer have borders, finally reconsiders and believes in a border. You're not going to believe this. You're just not going to believe it. It's not the Babylon Bee. Joe Biden's staff says he's considering an executive order to require illegal aliens to remain in, you think I'm going to say Mexico? No, Texas. Illegal aliens that come to Texas have to remain in Texas. They can't leave. Texas can't ship them to deep blue cities like New York and Chicago and L.A., because those cities are complaining that illegals are destroying their cities and crapping and peeing all over their cities and using drugs all over their cities and mugging and robbing and murdering all over their cities and killing people in drunk driving accidents all over their cities and financially destroying their cities. So he's going to demand they stay in the red state of Texas to destroy Texas. Wow.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
War now.
U.S. USA News Update. One Republican senator is making headlines for stating the COVID-19 vaccine could be more dangerous than the virus itself. Kentucky Senator and private physician Rand Paul, on the floor of the U.S. Senate this week, argued there are risks to heart health with repeated COVID-19 vaccine use.
If you have had COVID within 3 months and you take a vaccine, you have a profound risk.
Paul and other Republican lawmakers remain wary of any potential future mandates. Former Vice President Dick Cheney is out with an anti-Trump political ad this week. The video shows Cheney glaring at the camera.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump.
Cheney goes on to say Trump knows he lost the 2020 election and has been lying about it. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Roots on Fire, Spike Warrior, is the, you know, my fans call me the conservative warrior, so it's only fitting that I'm here to talk about Spike Warrior, right? Two birds of a feather. We love Spike Warrior. I'm a man of solutions, and this is the most exciting solution ever from Spike Warrior. The question I get asked 100 times a day is, what's the solution if I took the poisonous COVID vaccine? What do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Feels like I've got a grenade standing, you know, I'm standing on a grenade, right? I'm in big trouble here. Now I've got the answer. Patent pending no covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. Best product I've ever seen to rid your body of spike proteins. This patent pending no covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever. Naturally, turns your body into a spike protein eating machine, like a Pac-Man eating up the spike proteins. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of patent-pending no covidium and get a second bottle free. Two for the price of one. One for you, one for someone you love, or two for you. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn-Root. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. Two for the price of one. And then I always have to say this disclaimer. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. We've got our guest here. Daniel Greenfield is with us, reporter at the David Horowitz Freedom Center, investigative journalist at Front Page Magazine. FrontPageMag.com is the website, FrontPageMag.com. And he's the author of the new book, The Final Battle, The Next Election Could Be the Last. Daniel Greenfield, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Thank you. You gave me a little too much credit. That is actually the great David Horowitz's book.
Oh, it is.
All
right, very good.
But it is a fantastic book. Everybody should get it.
You know what's funny, Daniel, is I just wrote a column that came out yesterday, went viral, it's everywhere, and the title is, if Trump doesn't win in 2024, he won't just be the last Republican president ever, he'll be the last Republican, period. Because the way they act with Trump in power from 16 to 2020, and the way they act with a Republican Congress right now, Democrats are so cocky, and they do whatever they want to do, and they arrest who they want to arrest, and they indict who they want to indict, and they censor who they want to censor, and they ban and suspend who they want to ban and suspend, and they try and destroy your life, and they ruin the schools, and they've ruined the energy industry, and the inflation is massive to kill the middle class, and they've done all this with lots of Republicans in power. So if we were to lose the House, the Senate, and the presidency next year, I believe we would become a one-party rule system, and Democrats could do anything they want, and I believe they would call us all domestic terrorists, outlaw the name Republican, outlaw your ability to call yourself a Republican, because you'd be a domestic terrorist, and there will never be another elected Republican. How about that one?
Absolutely, we'd be looking at North Korea. We're getting a small preview of that in places like New York and California, where they're actively investigating, criminalizing political dissent. But it's only going to get worse from here. And some Republicans think they can play both sides. They can engage in bipartisanship. There's no bipartisanship here. Maybe there's some moderate Democrats, but they ultimately all answer to the left. No matter how moderate they pretend to be, we've seen this with Joe Biden. There are puppet masters behind him. And once the puppet masters start moving their hands, they're going to call for the same things. Imprisonment, arrest, censorship of any political opponent.
So I see you wrote a column, Daniel Greenfield. It's Biden administration freed illegal aliens brought in by an ISIS smuggler. So why would we assume that none of them are terrorists who might go on to commit an atrocity like 9/11? And why would we assume that this one group must have gotten caught? Why would we assume that there aren't hundreds each day coming into the country who are terrorists with our open border?
Oh, we absolutely know that there is over 1,000 who have been flagged, who come across the border, who have some sort of connection to either terrorism or who are suspected of that. And again, those are the people who actually walk up to you and they get caught. They're dumb enough to do that. Anybody who is smart, sophisticated enough, anybody who's professional enough to just come across the border and not get caught, and it's not that hard under Biden, those people can actually come in and do whatever the hell they want. A while back, we had a little viral video where a conservative journalist dressed as Osama bin Laden was able to get across the border. Wow. We all kind of people are absolutely getting across the border. And for that matter, we brought in over 100,000 Afghans vetted not by us, as Biden says, but by the Taliban. We've already had the worst massacre of Muslims by another Muslim, by one of these Afghan refugees. There are so many ticking time bombs here that we don't even have the words for them. And the Biden administration is thriving on this. The worse things get, the more they'll have the ability to crack down on the rest of us, because they're not going to crack down on Islamic terrorists. We've seen this already after September 11th. They're going to use whatever regulations they have to crack down on terrorists. They're going to use them to go after us.
Right. And last I saw, they were trying to give great plea bargain deals to the terrorists who literally were the leaders of 9/11. Of 3,000 Americans died, and they were the ringleaders who planned it all and carried it out and coordinated it, and the Biden administration is trying to give them plea bargain deals. Why would we plea bargain with murdering terrorists?
Biden followed up on Obama's work by releasing just about every single terrorist out of Gitmo. They freed them. They sent them to Saudi Arabia, to Pakistan, to any place that would have them. Some of them actually went right back to terrorism. There are a handful of terrorists that they could not legally free. One of those is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind of September 11th, and plenty of other terrorist attacks. Last month, 9/11 families got this form letter from the Department of Justice saying, we're going to try to reach a plea deal with these people. And there are now negotiations back and forth over what this plea deal is going to look like. And we know the eventual outcome. They're going to be allowed to serve out their prison sentence within the mainland of the United States. They're going to have all the possible privileges. And at some point, you know, we're going to send them to the Saudi terrorist rehab or some other rehab center. And they're going to enjoy their retirement being feted and applauded by every other terrorist that's come around.
They must just think we're the dumbest nation in the world, filled with naive fools. And in reality, I don't even think that's true. I think, Biden is not the real president. I mean, he's a brain-dead zombie. I think that Obama is the man calling all the shots. And Obama has a, I don't know what the right word is, predilection. I don't know, a love affair with Islam. And he's very soft on Islamic terrorism and Islamic terrorists. And he knows exactly what he's doing. And everything that's happening in this country, by the way, they know exactly what they're doing. Democrats want to destroy the America that you and I love, Daniel. I think that's pretty clear.
They absolutely do. Right now, people who are patriots are being called traitors. The real traitors are the ones who are actually in power. They've dismantled every single protection we had against terrorism, and they redirected those protections. They redirected them against anybody who speaks out against them. This is what we're facing here, and we have actually continued to experience Islamic terrorist attacks and terrorist plots. There's not barely a month that goes by without something happening. You just don't read about it in the news. You don't hear about it. And if you do hear about it, it's like for a day or two, and it quickly disappears. If there's a mass shooting, then it's on 24 hours, 7 days a week for a whole month. If there's an Islamic terrorist attack, it vanishes right away.
I read today, you know, I've got a show that comes out tomorrow. It's my weekend show on Real America's Voice, TV network, America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Allyn Root. It airs tomorrow at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. And, you know, one of my biggest stories, if not the biggest story, was what I thought was a Babylon Bee headline. I couldn't imagine it was real, yet it is real. The Biden administration right now is considering, and you know that means they're going to do it, an executive order that will make sure that the state of Texas, every illegal has to remain in Texas. Not remain in Mexico, remain in Texas. They can't be shipped to blue cities and blue states that are going bankrupt because illegals will destroy your whole system and commit massive crimes and sex crimes and every other murder and drunk driving and all the other problems that come with it. And they just overwhelm you with debt, try to give them welfare and health care and everything else they give them. So the blue states and the blue cities don't want them anymore. So it's going to be a remain in red state or remain in Texas policy. I thought it was a Babylon Bee joke. It couldn't be real. It is real.
Absolutely. New York City, Chicago, D.C., all these cities have been screaming, we don't want to be sanctuary states anymore. The mayor of Philly, who danced the whole jig when he announced that the city was going to become a sanctuary city, Jim Kenney, he doesn't want to be a sanctuary city anymore. So what is the Biden administration doing? It's not actually stopping the flow of illegal aliens. What it's doing is it's going to order them to remain in Texas and track them to see if they leave Texas, because the whole point of this is to change America's demographics. It's to turn red states blue, and Texas was their number one target. That is why they're doing this. They're claiming it so the illegal aliens would be nearby so they can deport them. Texas is 250,000 square miles. You know, if they actually said you have to remain within 5 miles of the border, it would make some kind of sense. There's absolutely no reason not to say, have them remain near the border in California, have them remain near the border in Texas. No, it's specifically to poison Texas, and it's also payback because Texas has been busing them to other places like New York City, and now they're going to say, no, we're going to make sure they stay in Texas because this is our plan. It is part of our plan to destroy you.
Just incredible. My question to you is, Daniel, as we head out for the segment, we're going to a news break and everything else, the advertising break. So my question is, what's the answer? I mean, to me, we're destroyed here. Everything's against us. The government is weaponized. They've got the law enforcement. They got the DOJ. They got the FBI. They got the courts. And they got the media. And it seems like we're fighting a losing battle and America's finished. Is there any hope? Tell me the hope.
Total weaponization. That's what we're talking about here. That's what the left is doing to us. They've totally weaponized every part of the government. Republicans don't think this way. They need to think this way. There are some who are state governors who started waking up and looked at what are the things that we can do to hurt the left, to hurt them economically, take out their corporations, change the regulations so that they actually lose districts, hurt them in any possible way, total full-spectrum dominance. This is really the only answer short of a civil war, frankly, and Republicans need to wake up and do total weaponization because it's being done to us.
I agree. I've written columns about it. I agree totally. Daniel Greenfield, reporter at the David Horowitz Freedom Center, investigative journalist at Front Page Magazine. You can find him at frontpagemag.com. And we thank you for being on the show. Thank you, Daniel. God bless. Hi, this is Wayne on the Roof for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I am a man of solutions. And I've got the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. My 2 number 1 best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. What do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins from your cells and remove them forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy 1 bottle of no-covidium and get a 2nd bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Grease is cheap.
But the airfare costs.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All of you watch this show on a regular basis know how I feel about the COVID vaccine. It's a disaster. It's a tragedy. Worst mistake in the history of healthcare. It's probably not a mistake. It seems like it's a purposeful bioweapon to destroy us and kill as many of us as possible. The cover-up makes that clear. The cover-up is incredible. All they have to do is say, you know what, we made horrible mistakes and we're suspending the vaccine program. No, they're doubling down, they're tripling down, they're quadrupling down. But here is a cardiologist, a famed cardiologist, Dr. Anish Koka, has expressed his regret at regurgitating the party line. Doesn't that sound like communism? Regurgitating the party line on mRNA vaccines being safe and effective for young people, vowing he would never behave the same way ever again. Koka, a cardiologist with degrees from Penn State and Temple University, trained at Jefferson Health, said he certainly saw an increase in heart conditions at his Philadelphia clinic after mRNA vaccines were rolled out in mass, like many of us in the cardiology community did. It's undeniable, he stressed. Koka was especially regretful about his personal role in propagandizing for the vaccine. My running around saying it's safe and effective and giving it to 17-year-olds, given that most of the patients that were in the vaccine studies weren't 17 years old, I wasn't technically correct. I wasn't correct at all in saying it was safe and effective because there weren't enough people in that group to say that, emphasizing he would not give it to low-risk people ever again. That was a mistake on my part. He is particularly concerned by a Thai study that found an alarming number of cardiac injuries among minor teens given the Pfizer vaccine, particularly as the Moderna vaccine has been shown to have myocarditis rates 3 to 4 times higher than Pfizer. I didn't even know that. This study tells you if you roll this vaccine out to millions and millions of 18 to 18-year-olds, you're going to have a significant number of clinical myocarditis cases. This is a very cardioactive vaccine. You know, I'm a son of a butcher. I guess I'm just a plain talker. You know, I'd love to take every word this guy just said and put it in real language. Basically, what he said is, I'm a liar. I listen to liars at the CDC and the FDA and at Pfizer and Big Pharma and the Biden administration. They lied. They committed fraud. They put out propaganda. I regurgitated it like a sheeple. I'm terrible. I'm guilty of murder. I'm guilty of hurting people. I would never do it again. I apologize profusely. I'm an idiot. I'm a fool. I'm a killer. I'm guilty of mass crimes against humanity. And when you say this is a very cardioactive vaccine, you're saying, you know what? This vaccine sucks. This vaccine's a killer, and it kills and injures and cripples so many people. And then he should say, put his hands up and say, just take me away to prison. But he doesn't quite say that, does he? Not quite. Wow. This is just the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my life. Just incredible. You know, just in the last day, a comedian, a very favorite Vegas comic named Geechee Guy, died at the age of 59 years old. They found him unresponsive in his bed when he didn't show up to work for 2 days in a row. His mother kept calling, and you imagine he's 59 years old, and his mommy kept calling, and nobody else knew, and his mommy said, we need a call by the police to his house. You know, welfare call, welfare check. And he was dead in his bed. Now, am I his doctor? No. Do I know his condition? No. Did he do drugs? Maybe. Is he an alcoholic? Maybe. He's a comedian. Typical unhealthy lifestyle. But did the vaccine have something to do with his death? Well, we don't know. But I'd love to ask, was he vaccinated? That's the question I keep pounding home. That's the question I keep begging everyone to ask. Every person that dies, you've got to find out, were they vaccinated? Every person that's sick and is still alive, you got to ask them, were you vaccinated? And you're going to see a pattern, like Love Canal in Buffalo in the 1970s. Everybody came up with cancer. There was a pattern. It turned out a corporation had dumped toxic waste. That waste got in the groundwater. All those kids drank the groundwater. They came up with brain tumors, brain cancer, and they died. Folks, it's the same thing. This is the Love Canal of the 2023, except it's the entire United States and the entire world, and all these poor, innocent children are going to die. And a lot of them won't die. They'll just be crippled the rest of their life, lying in bed, unable to move because their heart is so weak. And nobody cares, and no one's doing a thing about it. And if you just bother to ask, every kid that's got myocarditis, you'd find every one of them was vaccinated, 99.9%. And then you'd know, and you'd see the pattern, and that's why they don't want to ask. Megyn Kelly, the famous gorgeous blonde who used to be Fox News host and anchorwoman, and now she's got her own podcast. She regrets getting the COVID vaccine after receiving a VAIDS diagnosis, autoimmune issue. Again, let me say it a little less nice. Autoimmune issue, that means she could die. That means she's going to have a terrible immune system the rest of her life. That means she could get turbo cancer. It comes roaring and destroys you because you have no immune system to fight cancer anymore. Pennsylvania high school quarterback needs a miracle after collapsing mid-game. Why would a high school kid collapse in the middle of a game? And the answer to me is obvious. He probably took the vaccine. You just need to ask. Someone needs to ask. All right, as we go out of this show, Lindell, we're back on the radio with USA Audio. Want to mention the sponsor of this segment, Score Blue. It's the new little blue pill from the makers of Viagra. Better than the original Viagra. The cost is insanely low. Just $5 per pill rather than the $80 or $90 per pill they charge for the original Viagra. Exclusively available from our new sponsor, the number one rated online ED service in the country, scoreblue.com. No one else has permission to sell it, only scoreblue.com. So for the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price in history, go to scoreblue.com, put in the promo code WAR for Wayne Alaruda to check out. Get 20% off your first order. Scoreblue.com, promo code WAR. Scoreblue.com. Even conservatives love to score. We'll be right back on the radio. We're done for the week on Lindell TV. We'll see you on Monday. God bless. RootForAmerica.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.